Thursday Lessons from the Lathe. Lessons from the Lathe live here at the Crown Plaza, Beis Medrash in Stamford, Connecticut, where hopefully we put together something nice to have everyone listen to, but specifically those Talmidim that are Ben Azmanim. There's no Ben Azmanim, of course, for Torah. Let us continue to learn for all the Cholim of Israel. The Rabbanu Shalom should send them Refuah Shalom B'Soch Shachal Yisrael. Hashem should protect our soldiers wherever they may be. And of course, we note specifically this week, hopefully a bit of nechama for the family of Zachariah Baumol, whose body was returned in a very, very moving levaya, way overdue. But nonetheless, somebody that we've been davening for years and years and years, at least some nechama that v'shavubanim l'gvulam, his body comes back to the resting place. In the opening psukim of Parashas Metzora, we learn about none other than the continuation of the Metzora, of Tzaras, of the difficult nature on somebody that speaks Lashon Hara, as we spoke out before, that many of the Mefarshim like to connect this to the Isser of speaking evil chatter, despite the fact that Gemara in Erechim does give other reasons. And Revolbi in his Sefer points out that when the Pasuk tells us Lakachl mitaher shtei tziporim chayos toharos, Rashi notes that these birds are part of the purification process. And then in fact, because Saras comes from speaking Lashon Hara, it's the birds who chirp, the birds that make the noise that they make. It reminds us, of course, of idle chatter. Revolbi continues and he says that when the Pasuk tells us in Parshas Bereishis that Hashem blew into his nostrils the soul of life, Nishmas Chayim, Rashi there explains that even though the Torah refers to animals as living being, man is superior. He's endowed with something that animals don't have, and that is to speak, to think. And therefore, we're given the ability as social creatures to literally change humankind. And that's how we connect to the Ribbono Shalom. That is the way through Torah, through Tefillah, that we are able to connect to Him. The concept of using our speech for good is understanding the negative power that an evil thought and change into a speech could have. Rav Asher Weiss points out that the reason why Lashon Hara is so bad, it's not just the thoughts. And if we speak about how to change that, the change actually comes with something that seemingly said is simple, but it's so difficult. And that if we see everyone in the appropriate manner, we see everyone with our V'haft L'Recha Kamocha glasses on, with believing in Zulat HaAdam, we don't understand the person's specific situation, so Lashon Hara would never happen. Because we were treating them l'reacha kamocha. I wouldn't want anyone to say this to me, about me, so certainly I won't say it about them. It's something that we have to not only change in the way that we speak, but something that we have to change in our thoughts. The Medrash Rabbah, in Vayikra Rabbah, Chazal tell us that when a person has to distance himself from speaking Lashon Hara, so much so that if he does not, he is creating distance to his Creator. We have to recognize that. We have Vidui, says Avolbi. We have this ability to speak words that hopefully we actually believe, and that changes things, that changes what tshuva, of course, is, that those words are actually true, I actually believe what I'm saying. And to this, We referred to last week to that beautiful midrash, that story of Rav Yanai. Interestingly enough, I didn't point out this story happened in Tzipori. Tzipori reminds us of the Tzipporim. And we did refer to last week that the word Mitzorah, the beautiful idea of the Zerah Shimshon, but the word Mitzorah itself, we said, says Motzi Shemra, but it has another reason as well. Motzi Ra, Mitzorah, to take away, expulsion of the evil, to have the purification process happen. So we could take out Motzi Ra, the evil talk that was inside of me. The Zohar explains that the bird that is slaughtered represents this evil speech that a person had, but one is sent away to the field to represent that there is great and amazing speech. Sur Mira Ve'aseh Tov. And that could explain that the story of Rav Yanai, those that did not listen to last week, Rav Yanai hears in the Beis Medrash a petler, a rachil, and he tells the story. He is screaming, who wants the elixir of life? And Rav Yanai is intrigued, and he listens to what he has to say, and he says, I have the elixir of life, and that is the words of Tehillim. Mi'ayisha chavetz chayim ohev yomim liras tov, nosha lishon chameira, satzecha medaber mirma. Sternbach points out in his Tam Vadas that one might think that the chiddush that Rav Yanai saw over here was that he thought that the way to stay away from Lashon Hara is to get would be away from the world, stay in the Beis Medrash. We spoke the words Revolbi. Use my speech for just Torah and Tefillah and stay in the Torah and Tefillah world. But what do we call someone who is... Who is this person going from? He's called a Rachil. Come, Rachilas. His whole job was to stay away from evil speech because when you went town to town, they didn't have WhatsApp in those days. They didn't have the National Enquirer. He was the one who spoke about what was going on in towns. And he, that's a Chiddush, says Rav Asher Weiss. This same idea of Sternbach related as well. The Mitzorah isolates himself because he reminds himself, no, you should have been part of the world and spoke appropriately. The Rachil, the merchant, taught him that you know what the Chiddush is? That you have to be a Jew that is involved in the world. Tzur Mira V'aseh Tov. Going out to the world, says Rav David Feinstein, that is the true goal of every Jew, to go out in the world and to observe the actions of people and judge them favorably, as Rav Asher Weiss said. That inside in my heart, I recognize that of course I can't speak ill of another person if I see him in a good light. And that's a representation. My good friend, Rabbi Dr. Reuven Moll, wrote a beautiful Perush based on the teachings of Rabbi Dr. Eliezer Berkovitz on the Haggadah. A plug, go onto Amazon, purchase it before Yontif. So I was intrigued by trying to find something to be able to quote Rabbi Dr. Berkovitz. And says Rav Berkovitz the following. The Midrash, as we know, tells us that we said yesterday, as we said, the beautiful Hallel will be saying in about 2 weeks from now, I will walk before Hashem be'artzot ha'chayim. What does that mean, be'artzot ha'chayim, the land of living? Says Rav Yehuda, this refers to the streets and the marketplaces. Says Dr. Berkowitz, that is authentic Judaism. Torah is in the marketplace. Engaging people in everyday activities and being able to speak appropriately then. The Gemara tells us that a Metzoyer is considered to be one who is dead. He dwells Badad alone until he's purified. He can't be, he's outside, Chutz L'machana, literally outside of the city. Living the life that he's not with the people. But that's not the way it's supposed to be. Back to Rav Asher Weiss, Rav Moshe Sternbuch. He's supposed to be part of the world. He re-enters the real life. And that's what these two birds represent. Slaughtering of the bird represents dissolving the former self, the old life, and living among society in the most appropriate way that a person can. I can tell you from personal experience, sometimes we find the need, specifically in the business world, to be like others and to talk like others, to be part of the culture by the water cooler and speak and listen to stories of Lashon Hara, of Rechilus, with Shemra. We have to recognize, yes, we should be part of the world, and that's the Chiddush, to be part of the world, to be the Rachil, to be able to be a merchant and go and not tell the stories of what happened in the other city. Why? Because inside of me, I understand that then maybe there's a reason why that person acted in that way, and I'm sure that person wouldn't want anybody to tell about it. Certainly don't want to make fun of another person. Yes, it's so pashut. That's what everybody does in the world that we live in. That's the business world. You make fun of other people. You tell about other people's business dealings. That's not me. I'm different. The yarmulke that we wear, the yarmulke, the sneis dress that we have, is to remind us that our speech is different. We, Rahman al-Islam, we don't use words that are inappropriate, cursing, even if that's what's done in the world. We don't speak about illicit things because that's not who we are. Motzei Ra. We are not Metzoras. We stay away from Ra. And this is a tremendous accomplishment for a person who can change the inside of him. As Rav Asher Weiss says, taking away that evil inside of him. It's not just, as they say, talk is cheap. Talk is cheap because sometimes we are not Toichel Kabaro. Our inside and outside don't represent each other. We say nice things about the person. We don't think that at all. And that's the challenge that we have to face. In a short time, as I said, in about 2 weeks, we'll be sitting at the Seder, the Agata Levincha, a unique mitzvah to talk. Oh, Cholam Mesaper, Harezim Meshubach. And not just to talk, but to talk and to talk and to talk. I might have related this last week. I had the schus of meeting one of the Talmidim of the Chafetz Chaim. And he told me that many people thought that the Chafetz Chaim was, as we spoke out before, Badad. He was in his Beis Medrash, not knowing what was going on in the world, and he hardly spoke because he didn't want to speak Lashon Hara. Ya'isha Chafetz Chaim. He said the Chafetz Chaim spoke all the time. He would talk all the time. He would listen to what people... But he was able to do that without speaking Lashon Hara. Azai Chiddush. That's the Chiddush over here. To be part of the real world and not speak Lashon Hara. To be part of the world and see each person in the most positive light. That's who the Chafetz Chaim was. That's what he represented. A person that agrees to be part of the actual real world. The Igata Levincha is dafka, a mitzvah that we have to speak over and over and tell over the story that we believe inside of our hearts of a Jew leaving Mitzrayim, being a physical Eved, but then dedicating himself to the Avdus of Hashem. Ani Avdecha Ben Amasecha. Part of our goal in being a light into the nations, I'm sitting here as there are hundreds of NCSYers inspiring others to be better, to do better. Some of our fellow alumni from Leva Torah and other wonderful people who want to show the beauty of Judaism and what authentic Judaism is. Yes, be part of the world. The Gata Levincha tells our children, I want to tell you a story of what authentic Judaism is. It's speaking over and over again of explaining that we are not sitting in our glass houses, not listening to everyone else, but we are part of the world. And I think that that message resonates for Pesach. The Peh, that is Sach, that speaks, is allowed to speak and should speak. But it should be a refined speech. With that, Amir Tzashem, we should be zeichet to all the brachas of Pesach and these parshos when we focus on what we don't have anymore, unfortunately. The kapara that would be so worthwhile for us to have, we're at least able to see the Ribbono Shel Olam and beg of him that he helps us control our speech and he helps us control our inside so that we see everyone b'malas chaveiro, that beautiful tefillah adarabba tein b'libeinu, that the Ribbono Shel Olam should be help us in seeing the good. And yes, we are unique, as we started off Rav Volbi's words. What nation for 37 years would not give up finding a soldier? 37 years. Because that's who we are. It's okay to be called different. Different is amazing. The most successful people in life actually have been called different many times. We are not remembering an event that happened on the Seder night. It is not a history lesson to our children. It is a real life lesson. It is telling our children what real life is. Avadim hayinu lefarav b'Mitzrayim. And now we are avadim to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And how does an avadim to the Ribbono Shel Olam act? Sur mirav yaseh tov. Shizoyche to all the brachas of the Torah. Bias binyan, Beis HaMikdash, Mashiach Zukein, Behre Remein, Amen V'Amen.